Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's your 12-hour radio show. It's straight up at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. 12-hour radio show here with comedian David Bublitz. First episode out of the shoot. Thanks for tuning in, whether you are one of the few that will tune in live, because the word is probably not gotten out yet, or if you didn't, hopefully you'll tune into an archived episode at blogtalkradio.com. And if you'd like to listen to it at any time, just hit blogtalkradio.com, and it'll lead you right here if you put 12-hour radio show in the search. Or you can listen to it anytime if you'd like. Find and follow me on Twitter. It's at David Bublitz, the number 7. And David Bublitz, B-U-B-L-I-T-Z, all of the name is in caps. So that's all you need to remember there. You can get a hold of the show here if you'd like. What are we doing here? If you'd like, you can call the show. And of course, as I said that, I can't find the telephone number here on the screen. Like I said, it's the first show. I don't think there's going to be too many bugs here along the way, but you never know. You're right. You don't know. Like I said, 12 noon, we're going to be here every Monday through Friday at noon, so you can enjoy the show during your lunch or on your coffee break, wherever you might be listening. 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. If you're not here on the East Coast, you can give us a call or contact us live at any time. And again, if you're not, that's what I meant to say, is that if you're not in the Eastern Standard Time zone at 12 o'clock, take some time, just a moment, and adjust your clocks accordingly. All right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and see if we can figure out this this format here. Like I said, it's all brand new. Oh, and by the way, in case you can't hear, that's the sound of paper. Because I still have not figured out completely how to do this yet. I mean, I can go from screen to screen. I know that here on my computer, you can do it on your cell phone, but what was the line in Die Hard? I'm an analog guy in a digital world. And, you know, it's a learning process. It's never too late to learn, kids. Welcome to these ABC After School specials. Today's also available on SesameStreet.com. Going to talk about a couple of things up here at the top, and we're going to get into the main subject, the topic of today's show, which is it's just simply music and everything connected to it. Just a couple of brief points here. I'm not saying this because I want you to simply listen to the show, but this is just my personal piece of advice. It doesn't matter if you listen to Fox or News or Fox News or CNN or network or anywhere online or streaming. Turn off your TV. Turn off your computer. Turn off your laptop, your tablet, your cell phone. For one day, don't look at anything other than just your phone. Give yourself a break from reality. That's hopefully what we're going to be for 30 minutes, but the whole day. I mean, it's still going to be a nightmare out there in the rest of the world, because that's all the news ever covers. I mean, there's still going to be plenty of damage in the Ukraine. There's still going to be issues with Roe v. Wade, wherever you stand on that, and gun control and whatever else political or otherwise is going on. Not that I don't care. Like I said, this is just your old friend, Uncle Dave, passing that on to you that just take a breather and enjoy. Okay. And I mean that from my heart, because if you know me at all and we've ever had a chance to talk, you can realize that from the tone of my voice with this conversation right now, that the meds are starting to kick in a positive way. Okay, so moving on here, what do we have here? Today's somebody sent me this, Today's positive thought of the day. It's going to be a different one each day. And today to start things out, I said somebody sent this in to me. My sister Nancy sent this to me on a card. And it's, quote, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you did not do rather than by the things that you did. And that's some pretty sound advice. It's not credited to anybody because that thought has been out there for a while, but it's just a matter of taking that to heart. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it today. If you're going to fail, you know, do it again or don't do it, but at least you'll have learned in the process, you know, what it could have been. So, what was the other thing? Well, here, and again, you know, positive news whenever you can to find it. It's a challenge, but there's this, I saw this on YouTube. It's called mysticals.com. And the positive news of the day, they had the five most positive stories of the last month. And one of them that caught my eye, and I don't know where to send you with this, but Betty White was a show business legend. TV, movies, television, all the way back to the 60s up until the day she passed away, just a couple days short of turning 100. Anyway, if you've ever followed Betty, much like other celebrities like Bob Barker and Ellen DeGeneres and other people, her passion, other than her family and her friends and her career, probably equally or maybe a little bit more importantly, animals. She loved animals. And they're, you know, in their own way, I think they're better than people. I really do. Because they're there for you, especially, well, there is a difference. If you've got a cat, the cat could care less about you. You're, as far as he's concerned, you should be paying him rent, him or her. a cat is smart. A dog is loyal. There's a reason that a cat won't come to a name if you call it. Because they're smart enough to go, I don't care, you know. They don't care. But a dog, on the other hand, is loyal. It's just, what can I do? What do you want to do? Let's get in the truck. Let's go to the drive-up. I had a dog years ago. Her name was Jasmine. Just the goofiest looking German Shepherd mutt with a broken ear. And anyway, I love animals almost as much as Betty did. A couple of celebrities out there, I can't think of it right off the top of my head. Oh, Loretta Swit from MASH and a few other people from Betty's will that you should send money into the local animal rescue charities of your choice and do it. Do it now if you can. Send in whatever you can. It can be $10. It can be a dollar. And unlike the pleas that they make for you on public television, you don't have to send a dime. You know, you can bring in food, but you don't have to. Period. All you need to do is, if you can't do any of those other things, just show up at your shelter and find out if you can help out. You're helping out the animals, and you get to rub against their positive furry little influences, and it makes you feel better, and actually it makes the animals feel better because they love to absorb the love. But you know, the people need it as well to soak up all that love. Okay, that's out of the way. Let's see. You got the NBA. I'm doing this from a Denver perspective, even though that's where I'm from. But I'm keeping that perspective, all the Colorado sports and local entertainment there, because even in spite of the fact that I moved to South Carolina, there's a cultural change. The land of the Confederate flag. I'm looking out of the studio window, and I see somebody across the street with a one of the flags out there in clear view, not in the lawn, but on the back of their pickup truck next to the gun rack. So I think that pretty much tells you all a little bit of what you need to know about what's going on down here. You know, if you're carrying one of those and you're driving around town with it, you know, God bless you, but, you know, you got to remember, you lost. You know, your side lost in the Civil War. We've all lost plenty of battles, but it's time to move on. Then I saw online here in South Carolina, near the town that I am, located directly between Greenville and Anderson, between Greenville and Clemson, South Carolina, is a factory that actually manufactures flags and the Confederate flag in particular. I ran across a friend on Twitter, and I was telling him what a challenge it was to fitting in, because everybody talks to you like this. And as soon as I find out my name, Mr. David, what can we do for you? It's like half Mr. Rogers, half Paula Deen. Actually, Paula Deen's a very interesting comparison. That was. Talk to kids in a positive way. That's our introductory stuff here. The Rockies are not doing well. The Braves are within, Atlanta Braves are within shooting distance here of the program. Atlanta's about 3 hours from here. And let's just get it out of the way. You know, that's not politics. I hate the Braves because, for lack of a better term, the Braves back in the early days when the Rockies came into the league, they bitch slapped the Rockies every chance that they have. Again, you know, they're all good people, as my friend George McClure said recently. You know, they're all good people. And I'm sure there's plenty of good people where you're at. But just slap them in the back of the head. That's my not a literal slap. Okay, yeah, not, you know, you might be tempted, but, you know, but just, you know, just stop. You win almost all of your games. It was a lot of fun to see that whenever the Rockies were playing at home and they had the rare opportunity to beat the Braves, it was always fun to hear them give the tomahawk chop in their honor as well. Okay. I keep saying we're going to start the show. Oh, I know what we're going to talk about here. Like I said, music. Now keep in mind, yeah, I want you to contact the show. You can get a hold of me on Twitter. You can, when I find that phone number, you can call the program, or you can just email me directly to my personal email. Isn't that exciting? It's simply davidcomedy1963. That's all, right there. And the David and the comedy in 1963, all in one piece at gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the show, and asking a couple of questions here along the way, you can give me a couple of answers. And somewhere along the way, we'll have some prizes eventually. We'll send you one if you take the time out to respond. I was wondering here, a friend and I were talking about the first concert that you ever went to see. And my buddy said Black Sabbath, which I thought was an excellent answer. It made me think of the Beavis and Butthead in each and every one of us. Yeah, that's an awful impression. I don't want to do impressions or any voices or accents because I don't do them well. It's just to entertain myself. But so he went to see Black Sabbath. And my brother Dale, who I just he's the best. I'll let you know that Dale was my best friend, and Dale passed away about 2 years back. And it wasn't just my older brother. He was the big brother. And but anyway, as I start to think, he and I bought tickets to go to my first show. Like I said, Black Sabbath is cool. Aerosmith would be cool. I went to EMO. For those of you kids out there that might be listening, the show is rated PG-13, by the way, just in case anybody says fuck. There we got it out of the way. There's the one right there. I earned my PG rating. But if you don't know who they are, look up on YouTube under really, really old rock. I think it was the late 70s, for God's sake. And we went and saw the Electric Light Orchestra with Jeff Lynne helming the band. And it was so much fun because, you know, somebody referred to them, and it bothered me at the time, they're a poor man's Beatles. But, you know, they basically wrote what I thought were really wonderful pop songs, and they were just a lot of fun. But, yeah, like I said, Electric Light Orchestra. Look for the live acoustic version of Telephone Line. You'll be able to find it at Amazon or Pandora or Spotify. But, you know, they were just a lot of fun. But so anyway, so what was your first concert that you went to? Who's one of your favorite bands? Doesn't have to be your very favorite. Just for fun, who is one of your least favorite bands? What was or is your favorite album or song? You know, the important thing, you get a chance to compare notes, because then I'm hoping that some of you are listening to current music, because I'm trying to come out of a funk the last couple of months here. It would be great to get a chance to connect with some new music. Music to me is just fun. Music for me is if it sounds good when you're driving down the highway with the windows rolled down, singing out loud, the breeze blowing through your ear, that's when it sounds great. You hear your favorite song pop up on the radio, or a new song will come on, and it will soon be one of your favorites. Just, and I don't care if you listen to jazz or country or metal or electronic or alternative or I almost said opera, didn't I? Yeah, small doses. You know, some classical. I really just about anything. I just like music that's fun. You know, if it moves your head, your heart, or your feet, any one of those, or all of the above, that's great music to me. Anything else is, you know, if it's written well and it's entertaining, that's all. That's all. If it connects with you personally, it's wonderful music. So, in light, as we continue our chat here, this is going to be so great when I've got people calling in. I try to get a hold. Well, that's where it all came from. So it was a lot of fun. Anyway, I've just been told I went on way too long. I've got 90 seconds left, so let me just quickly run this by here. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2022. And tell me later on if you think any of these make sense. Dolly Parton, Carly Simon, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, The Eurythmics, Judas Priest, and Harry Belafonte. Now, I will go along with you here on Pat Benatar and Judas Priest. That's rock and roll right there to me. Lionel Richie, no. Anyway, we got to conclude this here on the 12-hour radio show. It is Thursday, I believe, July the 14th of 2022. We're just about ready to wrap things up here. Please tune in to us every single day, every Monday through Friday. This episode is live, and it will be dropped later on in the day, generally by 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So whatever you do, wherever you go, be kind to each other. Please, if you get a chance to hug somebody or shake their hand, do that. Do something nice, and hopefully that will happen to you as well. My name is Dave Bublitz. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on Friday. Take care. I think the people at Blog Talk Radio lied to me. They said it was supposed to be 30 minutes, and they cut me off at 20. So this is what we would consider bonus content. And go to a concert this summer if you can go. Wonderful venues everywhere you go. In Colorado, it's Coors Field, it's Fiddler's Green, it's Red Rock, it's the Pepsi Center, which is now the Ball Center. Head up to Fort Collins, see a show at Mishawaka. That's the best. It's up the road there on the way from Fort Collins up the way to the Poudre Canyon on the way up to Red Feather. It's just a beautiful place to go to and have some brunch or breakfast and some drinks, you know, because they have drinks. You got to love the people that invented the mimosa and the Bloody Mary. Both were designed to be enjoyed alcohol to be enjoyed at any time that you're able to get your lazy ass up and out of bed. I think that's wonderful. I don't know if you can find whoever gave credit for that. It was like the quote that we made about, it's the things that you don't do that you regret, not the things that you do. If you invented that, or somebody in your family do, I believe you deserve, you know, a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know in what category necessarily, but anyway, this show has been brought to you by the good folks at AT&T, the digital connection for the $12 radio show, and the people at blogtalkradio.com, and as PBS tells us from time to time, and kind people like you with your support. Okay, there's our bonus coverage. Tomorrow's show should be 30 minutes, because now I realize that this server gives you kind of a sneak attack. So somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. Again, we say again to you here at the $12 radio show, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m., 12 noon in the Eastern time zone, every single day, Monday through Friday, for 20 or 30 minutes. Tune in. It's a reality-free zone. It's simply for fun. Don't take it too seriously. And, be good to yourself and be good to everybody around you. Take care, everybody. God bless.